I was looking up Newsweek and their initiatives on AI, and they had this huge tagline which said content plus data plus AI. I want you to open up that and just talk about this journey.
It's just a start of that. I mean, I'll probably talk maybe in generic terms about the media industry, where we're headed. When I talk about media, I'm talking about the legacy media industry, like Newsweek and Time and others. So, for the longest time, the brands that like Newsweek and Time and New York Times, they've been the hallmark of journalism, and they still are. But content is so ubiquitous that now it's really hard to figure out what's factual information, what's not, what's objective, what's not, what do we trust, what do we not trust. Every media company says trust is their biggest value, but then trusted by who, right? I think that's question. And then you have a deluge of content that's built by small, medium, large companies, bloggers to YouTubers. That's penetrated the market, and there's no way you can actually, if you really have to search and find objective and factual content from a few of these brands, it's really hard. So you have to be very intentional, right? So I think what that's actually an opportunity for us, where if I had to reach out to a few people and say, hey, check out this article or check out this video, and typically that's how the conversation goes. I call them and like, have you seen it? And then they'll go to look it up. If I had to do that for millions of people, it's impossible, right? So that's where I feel like AI and then also AI agents can be of help, where they could play that role for unearthing content that's useful in their life, but coming from a source that's journalistic and objective and trusted by them or people like them, could be brought to them in a fashion where it gets through the clutter and gets to them, right? So I do see a lot of opportunity with AI for us, and even in Newsweek, where we can reach out to millions of people with our content in a fashion that they like, in a medium that they like, and personalizing it for their needs. And on the other hand, also being able to make our staff more intelligent and efficient to generate better content, more content, and meet the scale that's needed, and also the meet quality that's needed for production of content. So number of opportunities there, but we're getting started with small steps. How does somebody actually find content that we produce? And then we'll get into how do we personalize it next. So and also learning about what are the best models out there that we should be using. How do we build an infrastructure that is able to personalize it? So for us, it's a learning journey. None of my colleagues and also even most of our media companies, they're not, I would say, they didn't grow up in the research world. They didn't grow up in AI. They didn't do AI research as their job. They did content research. They did basic engineering. So that's where companies that are, I mean, that's why we want to partner with the Googles, the likes of Google and Zasmic and others, to bring that expertise into our, sort of short circuit that expertise need for us.